Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3. This is Prime Time. Now, the World Innovation Summit for Education, or WISE, is an international multi-sectoral and action-oriented platform for innovation in education that connects innovators, nurtures new ideas, and recognizes and supports successful initiatives that are helping revitalize education.
Well, following discussions around a looming recession and national conversations around reskilling for Industry 4.0 and the future of work, we speak to Stavros Iannoukas, CEO of the World Innovation Summit for Education, otherwise known as WISE, a global think tank of the Qatar Foundation, to discuss how all this harks back to the way we learn as educators, as leaders, lifelong learners, and people generally. So tell us, Stavros, how can we stay relevant in the future of work, especially with a world of changing technology?
That's an excellent question, and it's very much at the heart of the deliberations that we will be having at WISE during our forthcoming global summit. In a world that's increasingly characterized by uncertainty, and in particular uncertainty with regard to the kinds of jobs and the kinds of careers that people can expect to have during their working lives, education has a special role to play in ensuring students, learners of all ages, are what we call future ready. And I think when you think about what are those traits and skills that will stand the test of time, I think you go back very quickly to some bedrock principles around education. These tend to be bucketed under the, or mislabeled in my view, as soft skills, but in reality they are perennial skills that will stand the test of time. And just to get a little bit more specific, I'm talking here about things like learning and knowing how to work and collaborate effectively with other people, being able to communicate effectively and efficiently, having the mindset and the attitude of a lifelong learner, someone who is willing and able to pick up new skills, new knowledge at a fairly quick pace. And of course, a critical element is also a certain degree of tolerance with ambiguity. So being able to operate and function in an environment of uncertainty.
Those things seem a little difficult to learn, though, Stavros. One can't test your resilience unless you're in the situation, have experienced certain sort of hardship, so to speak.
I agree with you up to a point. I think there are things that we can do in school that can encourage the development of, for example, resilience. Sport, physical activity is a good proxy, if you will, for making sure that people do develop some of these skills like collaboration, like teamwork, resilience in the form of not giving up when you can't do something from the very beginning, or staying with the team even though you may be down a couple of goals or a couple of points in the game. Now, obviously, these are not perfect proxies for the vicissitudes of real life, but they can and they do, I think, prepare people for a kind of more fluid work environment.
Well, Stavros, with the increasing demand for digital transformation, it seems like a lot of emphasis has been placed on tech. So how do we balance the hierarchy between tech and education?
So, look, I may be a little bit contrarian in this regard in that I actually think that as machines get better at doing certain tasks and certain functions, I think it puts the onus on us as human beings to develop our quintessentially human skills rather than try and sort of force fit us into becoming kind of a support infrastructure for machines. Now, that's not to say that coding and other tech-related skills aren't important. Mm. I just don't think you're going to get to the point where you can meaningfully engage very large numbers of people just relying on tech skills. I think machines are going to get better and better for example, at programming themselves in the not-too-distant future. So where does that leave all the coding schools that are being set up, or the coding programs?
Talk to us then, Stavros, about the importance of well-being as the foundation of learning, strength of mind, so to speak.
Again, that's an excellent question, I think. And I think intuitively our school systems actually understand this and cater to this. So, for example, when it comes to very young children, we encourage and school encourages play. It encourages them to explore their creativity and their natural desire to experiment through play. When you get to primary and even secondary school, the top schools in Singapore and elsewhere, and even increasingly state schools, emphasize things like sports and the arts. Dimensions of learning that are not strictly speaking academic, but they do increasingly play a role in enhancing our performance as human beings and what we loosely term well-being. Where that sort of starts to break down is actually in the workplace. So when we hit the workplace, we tend to sort of forget about the importance of regular exercise, say, or forget about the importance of having some quiet downtime because it helps improve our thinking. We forget about the importance of play and having the freedom to experiment and investigate new areas.
And Stavros, so what are the skills and capabilities are required for the future of work then?
In an environment where you may have to change career quite often, it's going to be very important for you to be able to work effectively with different types of people and in different types of situations. So teamwork, collaboration, I would put top of my list of skills that you need to hone and develop. Now, to do that effectively, you need to be a fairly adept communicator. So I put communication there as well. Again, I think having the mindset of a lifelong learner and even some of the skills necessary to be able to learn as you grow, as you develop your career. And that last trait that we spoke a little bit about, the tolerance for ambiguity, the resilience, that you can, I think, hone and develop throughout your life. Those would be my four.
We're speaking to Stavros Yanouka, CEO of the World Innovation Summit for Education, All Wise. What does it mean, though, to learn in the new age of education? We're speaking to some educators who talk about how we need to learn how to learn now.
Yeah, I actually think that's been with us for a little while. Again, I think we forgot about it when we moved into what I call the industrial model of education, where we shifted our attention. Instead of preparing well-rounded citizens and individuals, we shifted our attention to preparing workers, folks who were going to come out of school and be able to plug into specific jobs and tasks almost from the get-go. What I think we're starting to rediscover now is that actually, well, number one, that model doesn't work anymore for all the reasons that we spoke about that have to do with the fourth industrial revolution. We've rediscovered that actually what makes people effective is, again, the ability to be lifelong learners. And what that means is having an open mind, being willing to revisit past assumptions, and just having that curiosity to want to learn and explore new areas of knowledge.
And Stavros, what is the relevance of building the values of respect, honesty, and commitment from a young age in the future of work?
I mean, I think those are critical, right? I mean, I think those are critical not just for the future of work, but actually to be able to function in society. So I would certainly argue that those are even more relevant again, when if we think just very practically, right, if you have to change jobs on a fairly regular basis and you have to learn to work together with different kinds of people where you're not necessarily going to have, you know, the time or the luxury to build these kind of long, multi-year kind of relationships with your coworkers, I think, you know, respect, civility, being someone that people can trust and rely on are going to be critical for you to succeed in that environment.
Stavros Yanouka, CEO of the World Innovation Summit for Education, otherwise known as WISE. Thank you very much for your time.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.